Hey, Christian Jones is with us. He was in the NFL with the Bears in 2014 as an undrafted free agent from Florida State. He was in 63 games, 31 starts over four seasons, registered 262 tackles, 4.0 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, 8 pass breakups. You know, I don't know what those last things mean, Kevin. You know that, right?
All good things by Christian.
And then he signed with the Lions in 2018, spent three seasons there, then came back to the Bears. And he is on the phone right now. Welcome to Chicago's Afternoon News. How are you, Christian?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. So then you wrapped up your career with the Bears, and now you are into something that you probably couldn't have imagined 5-10 years ago, right?
Yes, exactly. It's kind of just something that I've always been interested in, and just been able to follow that passion this past year. So it's been a fun experience so far.
So Christian and his wife launched a media company. It's my understanding you wanted to write a kid's book, and from there you ended up launching a media company, and then that turned into something else, and now you're an author with a book that's, you know, a graphic novel that's grabbing the attention of a lot of people. So tell everybody about it.
Yeah, so it's pretty much a graphic novel about Queen Amani Rainis, who was a queen of Nubia, and we turned this historical character into a comic, turn it into a comic story, which I think everyone can enjoy and look up and inspire to when they read it. It's a real cool story based on, you know, historical roots, and we just wanted to share a story that wasn't really told a lot, so everyone can kind of know who this person is in history and all the things she contributed to.
Okay, so I know you contracted a historical professor, somebody in history, that you could make sure that everything was accurate and details were covered. But I got to tell you, Christian, I don't know who that is. So tell us.
Yes, we had a Dr. Shamika Mitchell, who was she's part of our team. She's like she's our story consultant and researcher. And she put in 1,000 hours of research, just making sure that everything we had in our story was correct. And just from every little detail, from the clothing the characters had in the story to certain weapons they used, to fighting techniques, everything. So it's been a lot just trying to make sure that we do this right, but it's also cool and fun at the same time, just being able to tell such a cool story that's true in history.
Christian, what's tougher, doing 262 tackles for the Chicago Bears or writing a book?
You know, definitely the football part's harder. This is kind of, you know, this is a project, you know, I'm kind of having fun with and just letting our imaginations go with it. You know, football is just something that always just came natural to me. And, you know, it's kind of just fun to kind of step outside of, you know, just being a football player and then actually following something that I really enjoy.
And are you still in the Chicago area, or where do you live now?
Yes, my wife and I, we both still live in Chicago. We live in Lincoln Park, and yeah, we love the city here. We love the culture. Even not with the Bears anymore, I still love the Bears, still love the guys that are still on the team. And yeah, it's a city we both love.
Kevin, I would imagine you got a Bears question for him.
I got to ask a Bears question here, Christian. First of all, how close are you still watching the Bears? And, you know, they obviously bring in a new head coach, Matt Eberflus. How much do you know about Matt and, you know, his coaching style and what that could mean for the Bears?
I still watch out and see the guys they bring in. And I'm going to still cheer for them. I still got good friends on there that I want to see do well. And even the Bears, like, I know the last few years kind of been tough for fans, even the players. But it's kind of cool to see them, you know, start over and get a guy who kind of has that, you know, Chicago Bears defensive mind. And he's done a lot of great things in his career. You saw what he's done with the Colts last year on our defense. And he's had some good seasons as well when he was with the Cowboys. So it's going to be fun to see what he do with all the young talent that's on the team.
And I've got to ask you about fellow linebacker Roquan Smith. He spoke today. They're holding a mini camp, already a 2-time All-Pro linebacker, and it's a team with a lot of history at that position. And a lot of fans want to see him around with this team for a long, long time. But what's the ceiling for Roquan Smith? Could he someday be the best linebacker in all of football?
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy who has, you know, elite instincts. He's athletic. He plays a run well, can cover well. I think the sky's the limit for him. And he's a guy that's he's energetic. He loves the game. He loves to, you know, help boost everybody else the game around him. So I know sooner or later they're going to get a deal done for him, because that's obviously a guy that's, you know, very important to the team, very important to the city. And it's, like I said, it's going to be fun watching him just fly around and just do better than he did last year.
We appreciate you joining us, Christian. I think it's very cool that you and your wife have done a graphic novel, which I always called comic books, but they've got a much cooler name now. And it features African history, and it really gives inspiration, I think, to children of color who haven't often seen that in the form of a graphic novel. So where do people find it?
So you can go on our website at lamarimedia.com. It's spelled L-Y-M-A-R-I media.com. You can also find us on Instagram at Lamar Media and Facebook at Lamar Media.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And we'll see you at a Bears game sometime. Oh, no, wait. Your seats will be better than mine. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Thank y'all for having me on.
Steve's got the news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.